sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
Crossed over. If I never have.
Is that true?
Yes.
What he said?
Just today they announced that.
Rockefeller. Well, that's great, because I've got a computer.
Yeah.
Do?
Wow, yeah. This is great. Great.
Oh, you're going to like it. The internet is amazing.
That's what I've heard.
What is it?
Well, it's like, I'll give you my explanation.
All right.
By the way, that's a very good question, because my dad, I told you this, my dad has no idea what the internet is. He's never touched a computer. And 5 years ago, we're watching TV together out at his place in San Diego. And a commercial came, or visit our website. And he goes, what is all this WWW stuff? What is that? Now, try to explain that. I mean, it's hard to explain. I just said it's a reference. It's something you can go to on a computer. I said, my best explanation is, I said, think of it as the world's biggest library. Well, you can look up just about anything.
Library, porn shop, grocery store, shopping mall.
It's everything.
Yeah. Yeah. It's everything. It's everything you come across walking around.
The internet, it's everything.
Yes. Yeah, that's it.
But he would, if I said, you know, you can buy stuff from Amazon, he'd say, what's Amazon? And then I'd say, well, it's a place. He goes, what do you mean, like a store? Where is it? And he would never get it. He just wouldn't. And he would never understand. I showed him some video on my phone one day. He's, that's your phone? I mean, there are people, older people, who they can't even begin to understand any of this or what we're talking about. You know, he was talking to me one day about the ship he was on. And he loves to talk about that. So I just, while I'm sitting there, I went online. I pulled up a black and white photo of the very ship he was on. I thought he was going to burst into tears. How did you get that? How did you do that? I said, the internet. What is that? And then I tried again to explain it to him. But to him, you know, there's a little town we used to live in Tennessee when I was a kid. So I went and pulled up the current, it's a weekly paper, this week's paper from that town. He couldn't believe it. But I get it. I mean, look, I'm old enough to still remember sitting down and watching the first color show that came on, and that Peacock and NBC. The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC. We screamed. It was me, my brother, and a couple other kids sitting in the floor in the neighborhood, and the rich lady in the neighborhood had a color TV. So we were at my aunt's house. It was in my aunt's neighborhood, and she said, Mrs. Carson, or whatever her name was, has said that you kids could come over. There's a color cartoon show that comes on at 11 o'clock. So she's made Kool-Aid, and you and a couple neighbor kids and some other kids that were visiting, there were like six or eight of us, and we sat on the floor waiting for 11 o'clock. We had Kool-Aid, and then when that Peacock came on and we saw color, we screamed. I'm not kidding. And then Waterloo, Illinois, Arthur Koch and his wife. Great. What a great guy. Invited our family. Me, my brother, my mom, my dad, invited us to come over one night and watch. I think it was Dean Martin or something. You know, there were some shows that were in color. And the TV guy used to say black and white or color. And Pian's looked at me like, what are you talking about?
I mean, what years?
60s.
Okay.
And
I'm trying to remember.
Same thing. It was a Magnavox console TV. Dan, you remember those console TVs?
Yes.
It was a TV, a record player, and a tuner with a great big set of knobs and a big old dial needle that went up and down the dial.
And it was a huge piece of furniture.
It was like a casket.
Yeah.
It was like a big coffin, and you open the lid for the record player, but it was Magnavox. And when that show came on, my parents, they couldn't believe it.
And a 25-inch. It was a 25-inch.
Which was considered huge.
That was the biggest screen that you could get, 25-inch.
You know what we're doing? This is what nursing home
is. I know. Yeah.
This is nursing home talk.
Remember the 25-inch?
Did I ever tell you something?
I had a 4-speed on the dash.
4-speed on the bed.
Oh, what's on the tree?
No, that's
tree.
What an old guy would say.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
He would be old. He would forget. He'd say, 3 on the dash. And his buddy would go, it's 3 on the tree. It's not 3 on the tree like the column, not the dash.
Our first what's color TV was a 19-inch Sylvania. That was a color TV, our first one.
And ours was after we got married. And we bought, there was a guy who was about our age, in his 20s. And every 2 years, he got a new TV. And Perry Epstein is his name. Still in St. Louis. I haven't seen him for a million years. And I said, Perry, when you decide to, and he lived with his, at the time, with his parents. I said, he had a Sony Trinitron.
Oh, woo-hoo! Yeah.
Top of the line. I said, and it was a 21-inch portable. I said, when you get ready, so he called me because I'm getting another TV. I went over, paid him about $200 or whatever, picked up a TV, couldn't get it on and hooked up fast enough to the antenna. I mean, I was so excited. And we fired that thing up, and my wife and I just sat there, and she had never had a color TV at her house, and I'd never had a color TV. So now we're married at, by that time, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, and we finally get a color TV. And it had the remote where you actually saw the knob turn.
Like
the Invisible Man was up. You could watch it turn when you hit the remote. Oh, my God. And the remote had, I think, 2 buttons on it.
You turn up
it,
and down.
Yeah, up and down. You go to channel 234 or 432. I think that was it. There were no other functions on the remote.
No. Channel 30 didn't come around till. The UHF didn't come around till.
Yeah, did you ever have a TV? My grandma used to have a TV. It was a big console television, and it had a panel of buttons on the side. But you could open a door, and each button had like a dial where you could dial in the whatever channel you wanted.
You could fine-tune the channel. Yes.
It was like a little screw head.
Yeah. And then the big knob that changed channels, the outer ring of it moved separately to fine-tune the channel.
Oh, that's right.
Boy, do I not miss that. And then, you know, your
aluminum foil on the antenna ears.
Yeah. Well, if you had an outside antenna and the antenna was mounted in the ground and ran up the side of the house, it was not uncommon. And I'll never, the windows were open because we had no air conditioning. So my dad would be outside turning the antenna, and from in the house, we'd be going, right there, right there.
Yeah.
Okay, no, go back. Okay, right there, right there. Because you're trying to get rid of shadows, you know, ghost images. And if a plane would go over, the whole thing would kind of go wild, and the picture would come back, and boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
I wanted a color TV so bad when I moved out and I had an apartment. I went to Rent-A-Center and rented a color TV, and my dad
rented it.
I rented it, and I rented to own it.
Wow.
And then I figured out, because my dad said,
how much it was actually going to cost.
5 times as much.
Yeah. Oh,
$150 TV would be $700.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
And then remember motels? On the marquee sign, color TV.
Yes.
And the two big things to look for, air conditioning and color TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I think I still see that on some of the smaller motels.
Oh, come on.
Cable. No, air not color, cable. But cable. You know, yeah.
Well, and now, HBO. Now what they'll have is Wi-Fi. They'll have the because that's the big deal. But to just think that that you even stayed in a motel that didn't have air conditioning. Are you kidding me? I mean, what a miserable, horrible experience. And then I don't know where we're going. I guess we were going on our yearly miserable, horrible, please kill me trip to see my grandmother, the one whose breast fell out in front of me. And it was a 700-mile trip, so we always had to stop, and we were at some little flea. My dad refused. He would drive until he saw a motel that was under $10. I'm never going to pay $10 for the night. And so it was always a dump. But it had one of those magic vibrating beds. You put a quarter in it, and the thing just shook like crazy. And we put a quarter in it. My brother and I are laughing. Man, we're laying in that bed. We thought, this is the greatest thing ever. And all it is just a shaking bed. What was the point of that?
I don't know.
What was that supposed to do?
They were therapeutic. Did people actually go, man?
Maybe it made you sleep better or something. But, yeah, that was... I actually feel, in a way, kind of bad for anybody who never got to live through that. If you think about what we've lived through, and I told my wife last night, we're watching this. Did you see? You didn't see the Emmys. It it was every other commercial was the new Samsung Curve TV.
Yes, I've seen that.
The ultra high definition curved television. And I told her, I said, technology is moving so fast, they can't make product fast enough to keep up. As soon as they get something on the market, there's something already developed that's better. And I, you know, I looked at that Curve TV and I thought, well, that'd be nice. I'd like to have it. But I'm not the guy that goes and every year buys a new TV. We've had the flat screen TVs we have. We've, what, 6, 7 years, I guess. And I just, when one goes out, I'll get another one. But you can't keep up. Remember the Palm Pilots? I mean, you as soon as you got a Palm Pilot, that's obsolete. And then you did something else. And then your phone did more than the Palm Pilot did.
But before the phones, there were pagers.
Oh, I carried it. Let me tell you something.
I had a pager.
A pager. I wouldn't have had an income without a pager because I was self-employed from 1980. I went to work for myself in 1980. That pager was my life because I paid an answering service, $40-something a month, to answer it like it was an actual business, you know?
I had a pager, and somebody paged me, and I was over at my dad's. He had the touch-tone phone up.
You could have, for example, I interrupt you, but you could, if you, back when you had pagers and answering services, the package combined, somebody could call you and a live person would say, a Dan Strauss Enterprises Worldwide. Can I help you? Yeah, I'd like to talk to Dan. He's in a meeting, or they'd see he's unavailable. Can I have him call you right back? And they think you're in an office. It's just some woman at an answering service. She would page you. And on your pager would be the message, call, you know, Fred Worthington, and you call him back, go, hey, Fred, and he thinks your secretary had him. It was great.
Oh, yeah.
What were you going to say?
Oh, but my dad was always way behind the times. He had just gotten rid of his dial phone, and he
put
a push-button phone. Yeah, the rotary phone. He put a push-button phone in, and I got paged, and I went to try it, but he didn't have the tone.
Pulse?
Yeah, it was like, you'd push the button, and it would go...
I'm like, it would do what the rotary phone would input into the system.
Oh, yeah.
Now, here's a trick I don't know if you ever discovered. When the dial was rotary, that... If, for any reason, that rotary thing you put your fingers in broke, you could take the thing off the cradle, and by tapping... Remember the two pegs that stood up that the phone went down on?
Yeah.
If you knew the exact sequence... You could simulate dialing.
Really?
And make a call. Yeah. Make a call. And I think it was, it had to correlate with the number. Like if the number is 348, you'd go 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then 8 times, and that would be the same as dialing.
Long time to dial a number there.
Yeah. No kidding. Where are your hands?
What's your phone number? Temple 1.
Now, do you remember the recording devices that were a suction cup that you stuck on the earpiece of the phone on the outside?
Yes.
A little rubber, black rubber suction cup.
And they worked great.
They did.
I know.
How did that even work?
I don't know.
It was just a rubber suction cup. How did that and it was pretty clear.
Yeah. I remember because I did that a couple times.
Oh, and you felt like the CIA.
Yeah.
Hey, look what I got. I got a record. I can record the conversation both ways. And I used to record... Now, this is really going to sound sappy. I used to record conversations with my wife when she was my girlfriend and play them back just so I could listen to her, so I could hear her voice.
Oh.
I know. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah. And he got out the lotion.
Get out the what?
Lotion. Go sit in his room.
See, you know what?
Gross.
You ruined it. You turned it gross. Yeah, you did.
I only got a picture of Frank.
Don't picture. Don't. You know what? I don't even want a picture. I forgot to welcome everybody to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on this, the 26th day of August, 2014, Anno Domini, Year of Our Lord. Do we have any Burke segment?
I do not.
Oh, you remember what I said?
I know.
If we go 2 days in a row with no Burke segment, this show's over.
Well, Dan ended up talking about his son yesterday.
I
reminded.
And you have something today.
I do have an update.
He just realized he's about to lose his job. So he thought
I do have an update. What's with my son.
Did he have a kidney stone?
No.
What?
He has pneumonia. Oh. He has pneumonia in one lung, a small, like a little spot in the lung, and it was acting, everything sounded like a kidney stone.
What is double pneumonia? Is there triple
that's
pneumonia?
Both, I think no. both lungs
think
is double
both
pneumonia.
Both lungs.
Or there's viral and there's what's the other one?
I don't know. Why does pneumonia start with a P?
I don't know.
That's a weird thing.
Yeah,
pneumonia. Why couldn't they have spelled it N-E-U-M-I? Why did it have to have a P on it?
I don't know.
That doesn't look medical.
That's one of the weird things about our language and our, I don't know, system. And when people from other countries are trying to learn English, don't you know that throws them for a loop? What is it again?
Yeah.
It's a P and E. How can that be?
Why is the P silent?
That was it. That's a good contribution. Anything else? No?
No.
Nothing?
All right. No, nothing.
Let's close it. Burke segment is closed. Officially closed. The phones are ringing. I think I'll take a couple of calls. Then we'll take a break. We'll do some business. We'll take some more calls. Colin Jeffrey will be in here later in about an hour. He's going to have, he always does, a lot of good entertainment stuff. But for now, it's yours. We'll take a break, and it'll still be all up to you. 314-969-KTRS, which is 5877, or 888-550-KTRS. This is Mel. Hello, Mel. How are you?
I'm great. I am AM and the PM.
Well, thank you. Hallelujah. And how can we help you?
Well, I just wanted to help you guys out with pneumonia, okay?
All right.
I'm a nurse, and double pneumonia means the disease is in both lungs.
Okay.
You're right.
All right.
Okay? And there are two strains. There's a bacterial that you can treat with penicillin, and then there's a viral.
Now, I would assume the viral is the worst.
Yeah, it is. And people over 60, I just wanted to plug this. You should get a pneumonia vaccine every year.
You know what I did do last week? I went in and got a shingles shot because I had shingles for 7 weeks. What a weird, horrible, painful thing that is. And I don't want it again. So, I got the shot. $230 it was.
There's a pneumonia vaccine? You only hear about the flu shot.
I've never heard of a pneumonia vaccine.
There is a pneumonia vaccine, and I would recommend it for people, you know, in their 50s or 60s.
When I hit my 50s,
nobody,
buddy,
in this room.
I'm going to get that when I get in my 50s. I'll tell you that right now. All right, what are you laughing at, Mel?
Hey, I enjoy your show. I listen often and continue. I think there's so many people learn so much and get entertained, you know, along with it. Thanks a lot for taking my call. You have a great day.
Thank you, Mel. You too. You hear what she said? So many people learn.
A nurse
so much.
Saying that, yeah.
A nurse, an educated person. Who's very smart, learning from us. That's why we're here. We're here to serve. Hello, James. How are you?
I'm not doing too very bad. As the nurse said, there's viral and there's bacterial.
Mm-hmm.
And the bacterial, they can usually cure without too much difficulty. The viral hangs around for a long time.
Mm-hmm. You're just kind of repeating what she said. You just wanted to call and be on the radio, right? That's okay.
Well, I want to be on your show because I'm AM in the PM.
Well, and you're welcome anytime. Anytime.
I drive an 18-wheeler and run through the St. Louis area quite a bit.
Yeah, I love truck stops. I've said this before. Every weekend, generally, I stop at a truck stop. Yeah, I'm sure you know where Kingdom City is. And I just like truck stops. There's no other place like a truck stop. And I'm sure you've seen more than your share. Are you over the road away from home where you have to sleep in the cab?
I'm on the road 27 days out of the month.
All over the country?
All over the country. I go everywhere except I do my best to avoid New York, New Jersey, and Massachusetts.
Do you sleep in your truck?
Absolutely.
That's a different life, man. It's just a different life. I don't know how you do it.
As some of the old songs says, it takes a special individual to do this.
Yeah, no kidding. I would agree with that. Well,
I've been
James,
doing it for almost 30 years.
Well, thank you for listening, and call anytime.
Thank you, sir.
All right, James.
Good show.
Hey, John on line one has a weather report.
Whoa.
Well, I think I know what the weather is. It's hot.
Weather bulletin?
It's hot.
Let's see if he has something other than it's hot. John?
Hello, Frank.
How are
you? Dan. I'm looking directly at the Bevo Mill down here, Gravois and Delore, and it is just starting to slow up. But there was a gully washer, as one would say.
Really?
And I mean to tell you, there's limbs down. There was small hail. It's heading, I guess, north because it's starting to lighten
up.
All right,
I'm going to get my phone radar app here and take a look at this. It's dry as a bone all around here.
I was just right there at Hampton Village.
There it is. Yeah, I know.
Sure enough, it was dry there. And as soon as I hit the lower head in the south, I'm heading towards Grand for a soccer game. And I mean to tell you, I had to pull over. I'm under a bank canopy right now.
You know that old joke when Popeye was in town, he went down on Olive and thought it was grand. Remember that?
Yeah.
Bill and Frank.
Thank you.
So if you're in the South St. Louis area and it's a little bit maybe north of here, I guess you could say, you're going to be getting hit hard here because I could see blue skies and clouds out west as I speak. So.
All right. Well, John, we appreciate that.
No, and I apologize. I am AM and PM.
No, you never have to apologize for that. Thank you, John.
I don't.
Weather report.
Yeah.
Gully washer, he said.
Yeah.
Seriously. One little spot on the map.
Bring it on. I wish it rained everywhere. At least it maybe cool things off. This would be Fran. Hello, Fran. How are you?
I'm fine. I just have two comments on old TVs.
Okay.
I can remember my grandma had a black and white TV and couldn't afford a color one, but she bought a plastic sheet.
No, I remember this. It was the biggest joke. It was ridiculous.
It was an overlay
it was horrible. But it was sort of better than just black and white. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Well, I can remember being little and going to her house so excited. I was jumping up and down. And then I found out that it was blue at the top, green at the bottom, and kind of a red in the middle, and everybody looked the same.
Yeah, but
because of the color.
But it was still some color.
Just bars,
right.
Though.
It's hard to even explain. It was
because with moving the video.
Trust me, it was ridiculous. It was ridiculous. But when you're a kid and you know there's things called
seeing
color
anything
TV,
different than anything, black and white.
Yeah,
I guess,
any color on the screen was wow. Look at this color. Even if a guy's face was purple.
I thought it was the coolest thing until I found out. And one other thing about old TVs, I can remember going up to the side of them and hitting them.
Oh,
because
yeah.
It would readjust the tubes.
It would. Absolutely would.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, you just go up and smack it, and all of a sudden things are working.
Isn't it great being old? We got stories. We got better stories than young people have.
Great memories.
Fran,
yeah.
Thank you, Fran.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, growing up as a kid today, I mean, with technology, the way
I'm telling you, it's just not the same. The kids, when they get older, what are they going to talk about? Video games or something? There was a show called Tom Terrific. And you could order, and they'd mail you. It was like a kit, and part of it was a plastic overlay for the screen and some crayons, and Tom, or whoever, would tell you what to go up and write on the screen, and you draw on the TV screen following along with what they had on the screen. It was really fun.
Didn't he wear like a funnel on his
yes.
head? At Tom Terrific and his dog Manfred. Yeah.
And you draw on the screen. The problem was the kids.
Draw the F word?
Well, the problem was there were kids that didn't bother with the overlay, and they just went up and wrote on the actual TV screen with markers and stuff, the magic markers. They screwed the whole screen up. Look at these phones. See? A lot of other people remember this stuff, and I the one thing I thought I would never do, and I will tell you right now, there's one thing old people do, I just cannot imagine. I've learned to never say never, but gardening. I know a lot of old people garden. When I get old, you will not see me gardening. You just won't. I that's something I cannot imagine doing.
I couldn't see that. See you gardening.
No.
Let's go over to Frank's.
He's planting today.
Yeah.
I've got weed.
I've never grown one thing in my life. I've never planted a tomato plant. I have never. When you're in grade school, they make you take some seeds and you get a little pot and it's part of the science class. Okay, I did that and something sprouts up and the teacher explains to you, the combination of sun and water and the right soil will produce a plant from just this tiny seed. Okay, I did that.
You would probably garden if you went out and planted the seed and 5 minutes later the full plant would be there.
Yeah, I don't want to.
You don't have the patience.
I don't want that whole cycle. I just go to the store and get what I need. We have to take a break or we're never going to get caught up. And we got a lot of calls here. Dan, see who can hold and who can't hold, and we'll be happy to talk to them. American Equity Mortgage is, those are three words, the name of a business that we have spoken on this show for 23 years. Every week, 52 weeks a year. I've said this before, that is unheard of. Thank goodness for American Equity Mortgage and for advertisers like them. And then there are other people who are thanking American Equity Mortgage, who are not radio people, thanking them for saving them money. And one of the ways they save you money is teach you, very simply, that you are making a horrible mistake if you on a regular basis, pay the minimum payments on credit cards. I get it. You charge stuff, and then you don't realize how much you charge. Oh, my goodness, our balance is $3,000. Oh, but we can only pay $58. Well, let's just pay the $58. That's what they want you to do. They're not doing that to help you. As a service to our customers, we're just going to allow you to make this minimum payment. No, they're doing that to get more money out of you. They're robbing you. Because if you will do that and pay that whole balance off every month with a minimum payment, get a calculator and run the numbers and find out how much you're actually paying off. And they say the average credit card debt in this country, if somebody decides to pay it off with minimum payments based on what they say is the average debt, the number, the time is 20 years. 20 years to pay off the average credit card debt if you make minimum payments. Don't do that. If you're a homeowner, use the equity in your home. Let American Equity Mortgage pay all that stuff off. Roll it into your house payment. You've got now a super low interest rate and a little extra tax deduction. They'll explain how it works. It works the same way with a home equity loan. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999.
Let's see how traffic looks. Here's Frank Ladd.
Good afternoon, Dan. Working with a crash now southbound 270 just before 55. It's on the right shoulder. Seeing just a little bit of volume making its way around that, around the, in the exit lanes in that situation there, southbound on 270 near 55. Other than that, it's a good start to your afternoon drive. Not seeing any delay southbound on 270 this afternoon, south of Highway 64. Just a little bit of volume now headed towards 270 westbound on 64 between Lindbergh and 270, but certainly not stop and go. Certainly not a major delay there. Pretty good run headed towards the Poplar Street Bridge eastbound on Highway 64 towards downtown from Jefferson. This update brought
6201, and tune in weekday mornings at 6:50 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Dave Clark Live, because it's right. Do the Johnny Appleseeds ever play this when you guys are out playing?
The Southside Johnny Band? No. No, we do not.
That was my son's idea. He sent me a whole list of potential names to screw up for your band. we got a ton of calls here. We'll start with, speaking of the Dave Clark Five, here's a Dave. This would be Dave. Dave, how are you?
Hey, Frank.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
What's going on?
Is that all the commercials?
Let me check. No, thank goodness there are more to come.
See? But Frank, you know, do you remember when you got your first touch-tone phone and there were those two buttons on the bottom, the star sign and the pound sign?
Yeah, and nobody
knew what that ever was for.
We never had a clue why that was there.
And you'd call the operator and they'd say, oh, well, that's for some future development or something. And you're, I mean, isn't it amazing that those two buttons, how much... That's part of your everyday life now.
Well, yeah, now it's all those
also,
menus.
What's also amazing
when you call
is that just tells you how much they know that's on the drawing board for the future.
Oh,
they knew.
Absolutely. I was thinking that. I mean, they knew what we were going to need this for 30, 40 years from now. Can you imagine what we're going to be doing in 40 years from now?
Somewhere, somebody knows what we're going to be driving and how we're going to be communicating in 30, 40 years.
I think you're right.
Let me tell you, Dave, in the 80s, I would say it was the early 80s, I went with a buddy to the Consumer Electronics Show, and I've told this story before in Las Vegas. They have it every year, and that's the only one I've been to, and it was early 80s. And Toshiba had what I thought was a framed picture hanging on the wall, and when they told me it was a television... My buddy and I looked at each other and said, "You got to be kidding me." He goes, "No, that's a flat screen TV and it's the future." And it was about a 19 inch diagonal screen, and they had it hung up and it was on. And as soon as I saw the picture moving, I told him, I said, "You know what? That really is a TV. Look, a picture of it." And then they said, "This is the future, flat screen TVs." And I said, "What about that one? Can you buy it now?" He said, "Yes, you could buy this Toshiba 19-inch now, $7,000.
Well, you know, Frank, they're getting, I'd say we're probably 5 to 10 years away from this, as I've seen on some of these shows. They've developed an LED paint, and you can actually paint your wall, and then hook it up to various controllers and say your wife wants the color of the paint changed. You tap a button and it changes all the color.
Oh, I believe that.
If you wanted to read the newspaper, you could pop it on a wall, watch a movie on a wall. It'll do anything that probably more than a device you're carrying today will.
No, that paint.
And that's in paint.
That paint will be a receiver. It'll actually receive signals. I believe that. Look, they already have magazine pages, and no thicker than the paper we're accustomed to, where the page in the magazine is essentially a screen with moving video on each page. The ad is the same as watching a 30 or 60 second TV commercial on the page of that magazine.
And, you know, Frank, Samsung has got a phone that's coming out that can, I think it unfolds, I don't know the math on this, but if you unfolded something like three times, I guess it turns into six different segments. It would basically start off the size of your cell phone. You would unfold it one more time, and it would be your tablet. You'd unfold it one more time, and it would become your, like, your laptop or a larger tablet for you.
Yeah.
I mean, they think you could. I mean, it's Star Trek stuff. I mean,
it's mind-boggling, and I remember when you'd say Samsung, they their reaction was, no, that's crap, Samsung. If it wasn't Zenith or Magnavox or at least Panasonic or Sony, Samsung was sort of like a throwaway junk up a name.
Yeah.
And now look at
it. It was.
All right. Hey, thank
you. Got me sounding too old. I'm getting off the...
I know. It's depressing. Thank you, Dave. Yeah. It's fun, but it does start to get depressing. What's depressing to me is that my brain is not capable of understanding how to work all this stuff. I can't look. Every one of us we each have a computer and the phone that will do probably 50 times as many things as we do with it. You could every day you could find something that your phone, a feature it has or something you didn't know it would do. And you could do that for the next 5 years.
Yeah. I saw an article, just today or last night that, a new Windows phone, Windows is making something comparable to Siri. And it says it's going to do a lot more than Siri does. Like when you're close to a store, you can put in your phone, remind me to get milk today. And whenever you're closest to a store, it'll pop up and just say, get milk.
Wow. I think it's great. Yeah. I think this stuff is great. I hope when you die, you can look down or up, let's hope it's down, and see what's going on. I'd like to see what my grandson is using to communicate and what he's driving when he's about 30 years old. It'll blow you away. I believe this is a new listener named Marv. Hello, Marv.
Hey, Frank, how's it going?
It's going great.
Okay, well, AM and PM as usual.
Well, of course, for 50 years or more.
You were asking about why haven't we heard anything about this Burkhart, you know, the marine...
Bergdahl, Bo Bergdahl.
Bergdahl, there you go. I knew there was something wrong with that.
Yeah.
I read something in the Post, Disgrace, it was early last week, I think. It could have even been the weekend edition. It was just a little blurb in the Nation section, and it was basically saying that the investigation is ongoing, and a report should be issued in 2 to 3 weeks. So make that 3 weeks. So
make that 3 years.
Well, this is what the paper says.
Here's what's amazing to me. Investigation is ongoing. How long does it take to investigate why a guy walked off his post? How long does that take?
Yeah, I know what you mean. But, you know, you and I were both in the Army, so we know what goes on there.
It's complete hogwash, and we're deliberately not being told whatever it is. They don't want us to know. And we go from this being so important that there's a Rose Garden press conference with his parents, with the President of the United States, to so, I guess, irrelevant that we don't hear another word about it. Now, there's something funny there. That's just weird to me.
Well, it's just politics as usual, but... But it was a Marine Corps spokesman, and that's the official line. So somewhere around the middle of, I'd say, the 12th to the 15th of September, hopefully you'll be hearing something.
Would you like to bet with me on whether or not they have something for us then?
I only know what I read in the paper.
All right, Marv.
Okay, take it easy, Frank.
Isn't that interesting, though? Bo Bergdahl, this was the biggest story in the country. They got this guy... potentially, maybe, possibly a deserter. His parents, we love you. We're so glad. I can't wait to see you. And then weeks later, we realize he didn't even want to see his parents. There's just so much about it. It doesn't make any sense to me. Let's bring, we can get Robert in here, and then we'll take a break. Hello, Robert. How are you?
Hi, I'm the guy that told you about a month ago about running around in a rosy pocket full of posies. I heard you talking about back in the 50s, black and white TV, this was a riot. This was before videotapes. It was live. They had a Texas Bridge Cartoon Club.
That's not. That's not a true story. This is for you, Herb.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's true. Before, everything was live.
Yeah,
they had like a little bleachers on there, and the camera would pan, you know, during the program every day, every time it was on, and each kid would say individually, "Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. Hi, everybody." They all said the same thing, but just one kid, one time, after he said, "Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. Hi, everybody." He stood up and flipped off. He said, "This is for you, Herbie," and he flipped them off.
Yeah. Texas Bruce was a guy named Harry Gibbs.
There was?
Yeah. And I knew Harry Gibbs. And he said it never happened.
Yeah, it did.
It did? Okay. Well, okay. All right. Thank you, Robert. There you go.
He saw it. Robert saw it,
even though Texas Bruce said it didn't really happen, at least. Okay. Sometimes the fact that you're there, you were actually there, doesn't matter.
No.
Let's get Bob in here. Hello, Bob.
Hey. Greg, I'm AM and PM.
Thank you, Bob. Hallelujah. What's up?
I have actually listened to your program on an old Fillmore, Wonder Boy or whatever, Crystal Set Radio.
Fillmore or Phil Coe?
Fillmore.
Wow, I didn't know.
Illmore.
Never heard of it.
A little bitty tiny outfit that requires no batteries or anything. It's crystal set.
No, I know exactly what a crystal set is.
All you need is good ground and a decent antenna.
Yeah.
But I wanted to tell you about a buddy of mine with Dango Television. He was kind of an eccentric fella.
Can you do this in about 1 minute?
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
He lived in a big 2.5-story house down in Alton, and he got fed up with his TV reception. And he, in the summertime, about like this, hotter than heck, he had a mirror, like a wall mirror, outside of his front door with the front door propped open. And then he had it aimed to another mirror out in the yard, to where he could see it at the corner of the house, the back side of the house, where he'd climbed up the ladder to adjust the antenna. He could see the mirror in the yard to adjust the antenna.
Wow.
And he always prided himself on being able to do things by himself.
That's ingenuity.
Pretty clever. Pretty clever.
You know what one house said to the other houses on its block?
No, I don't.
What's up, Holmes?
All right, now that's good. It's not really a joke, but that's good. All right, way to go, Bob.
All right, Frank. It's been my pleasure.
Same here. You know who'd love that? Mike Evans. He calls everybody Holmes or homie. What's up, Holmes? That was good. That was very good. Very, very quickly, remember people that get what was that science magazine where you could build stuff?
Popular Science.
And they would make a coffee can into a satellite
beam. Oh, yeah.
I saw a guy's TV had a coffee can on it, and he picked up HBO, and I'm not kidding, with a coffee can. He made his own dish. Associated Physicians Group, APG, I have two seminars to tell you about, and these seminars, they always fill up, and when I say fill up, it's like 40 people. They don't want 300 people. These are the alternative to knee replacement seminars, and they are very popular. Same two places you've heard about before, and you don't keep having these seminars unless people are really interested. And who wouldn't be interested if you're staring at potentially knee surgery replacement? And there's another way. And thousands of people have found that what they found was they didn't really have to have knee surgery at all. There was an alternative, and that's what these are about. September 4th, which is not far away. What's Labor Day? What date is that?
That's the Monday. First.
Thursday. This will be a week from Thursday, September 4th, at the Gateway Center in Collinsville, Illinois. Registration at 4:30, dinner at 5, and it's a real dinner. The Alternative to Knee Replacement Seminar. The next one is Tuesday, September 9th at Spazio's, right around the corner from us here. The Comfort Inn in Westport Plaza. That's an 11:30 registration, noon lunch. Again, Alternative to Knee Replacement Seminars. All of this information is on their website Associated Physicians Group, as you've heard us tell you for a couple of years, is in the physical therapy and pain management business, and they have several locations. Their locations are on their website. These seminars are on their website, and what they do is on their website. But you'll never know how well they do it until you go to them and let them help you get rid of this pain. Please check out their website if you want to know more. These seminars will fill up. They always do. APGPain.com.
Meet me.
Let's get a quick check on traffic. Here's Frank Ladd.
Your commute is full of choices. Here are two award winners to choose from. The Mazda 3 and the Mazda 6 are each a car and driver 10 best. A couple incidents out there to be aware of. 70 eastbound past Goodfellow. Debris in the roadway blocking the two left lanes. Working with a stall northbound 270 past Dorset. On the right shoulder and a stall 364 eastbound at Bennington. Also on the right shoulder, they've cleared the accident southbound on 270 at Highway 55. This update brought to you by Burger King. Right now at Burger King, chicken fries are back. Head into Burger King now and get their chicken fries while they still last. Limited time only at participating restaurants. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
1985 called. They want their bathroom back. Sound familiar? Might be time for Right Bath. Right Bath's certified team of experts will use quality fixtures and finishes. No cover-ups. I repeat, no cover-ups. Right Bath will remove existing problems and fixtures and replace them with a new, timeless bathroom. For quality bathroom in just 5 days, visit rightbath.com or call Right Bath. 314-909-1820. Right Bath. Fast, affordable, forever. Right Bath.
Big data may be just another overused buzzword, but storing, sharing, protecting, and recovering big data is a big deal to companies, big or small. Barracuda Networks offers powerful, affordable, yet easy-to-implement solutions for data protection and disaster recovery, email archiving, file sharing, and e-signing, all designed to protect big data and simplify IT. For an online demo or to try any of our storage solutions risk-free for 30 days, visit barracuda.com/bigdata.